Hello, Brandon.
Yes, this is Brandon.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey.
Okay, so I was calling because we had a call scheduled to review Google Guarantee.
Yes.
Is this a good time for you?
It is.
Okay. Okay, cool. So I was taking a look in your account, and I just want you to know that we have already reviewed the email that you sent over to us yesterday, and we have a call in directly to Google about the suspension. And I want you to rest assured, it's something that happens quite often. It's not because you necessarily did anything incorrect or because you actually, like, you know, violated some crazy policy. It's just, like, kind of standard procedure for Google, and we have a fix for that. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So just kind of reviewing this, have you ever heard of Google Guarantee before?
I have not heard of Google Guarantee before, no.
Okay, so...
Other than the first time they told me about it when they set up this call for me.
Okay, okay. Yeah, there's definitely some different options available to you. So just kind of taking a look at everything for the services that you're providing there with the... I mean, are you really, like, providing handyman services, or is it more welding?
It's both. So whichever job. My goal is to prioritize the welding jobs, but whenever, right now, handyman work is the higher in demand. So, but I do both. Like, I've got a handyman exemption license, and that's kind of the premise of what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. And it doesn't show that there's one required for the state of Utah. So that's not, at least not for Google Guarantee verification. So with Google Guarantee, it's a position at the very top of the page that shows in the sponsored section, and it'll say Google Guarantee next to it. In this particular section on Google, Brandon, the keywords are very specific. So for handyman, they're all the keywords are pre-selected for each vertical, but they're like assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install fan, install flooring, install tile, install water fixtures, mount TVs, painting indoors and outdoors, repairing drywall, fans, flooring, water fixtures, and replacing tile. Are those services that you're providing within the handyman vertical currently?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So then it seems like that would be a good fit for you as far as keywords go. There isn't one available for welding. So I always like to kind of make sure that you fit into the position before we review the whole position with you, because I don't want to waste your time if it's not something
right.
That's going to be a good fit for you. So there is an insurance, there's no license requirement, but there is a insurance requirement, a minimum of $300K in general liability for a handyman. Do you have that?
Yeah, I got more than that.
Usually you guys do. Just got to make sure it's at least that minimum. And then you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
I hope not. If I do, nobody told me about it.
Okay, well, you know, that's sleepwalking. It might have got to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're good there. And then you have a Utah State driver's license and the United States Social Security number?
Yes.
Beautiful. So I just have to check those things before we go in because, again, I don't want to waste your time when we're going over this. So Google Guarantee is Google's own pay-per-lead program. It is the top-rated program because these leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead out there. Have you ever tried, like, Angie's List or Thumbtack, any of that?
I just, like, a week and a half ago, before, actually the day before you guys called me, signed up with Angie Leads, and I'm not super pleased with it, but they've got me in a contract. So I have tried them, yes, but I haven't got any leads from them yet.
Mm. How old is that contract? How many days did you say?
Like a week and a half.
Well, in my experience... you have, like, you're not necessarily tied into that contract unless you absolutely want to be. You can get out of that contract. You just have to be very, very firm with them because it's still super new. It's not like it's like some month-old thing that you tried and then you're like, hey, this isn't actually for me. You're pretty new into it. So you can technically call them and get at least a portion, if not all your money back. I've seen it happen before. You just have to be super firm with them. And the term you want to use is right of rescission, meaning you have a legal right of rescission to cancel it within a certain time period, and they have to give you at least a portion, if not all of it back, and stop the contract.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the reason that this is so different is because Angie's, like, you have to share the leads and the position and the calls and all this stuff. But with Google Guarantee, the way that Google set this up is to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So it's specific to an organization like yours because this is for the small to medium-sized business owner. And when the calls come through, you don't share the leads, you don't share the position. The call's coming directly to you from the client. Just kind of getting it out there because it does sound like you're a little bit newer in business, and I want to make sure that the numbers fit for you before we go very far. The upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and the organization completely background checked. Any face-to-face employees you have, it would background check them as well. So it's not per employee or per application. It's literally just one time for the organization. And then after that, your cost per qualified lead is $72, and it requires an activation budget of $940.
Gotcha.
Okay. So that's per qualified lead. So there is specific criteria that each call has to meet in order to be considered a qualified lead. For example, all those calls are being recorded and you get a Google call tracking with it. So it's specific to your organization. Again, it is going to have AI listening to each one of those individual calls in order to ensure that that call met that specific criteria, such as the caller has to be requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or they have to be requesting that you come out and bid the job face-to-face, in order to be considered a qualified call. So all other instances are unqualified. Sales, solicitation, spam, robocalls, people seeking employment with your company, people asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your profile. So, for example, within the Google Guarantee vertical, it does offer painting. And if you have that keyword turned on, then that would be a qualified lead if somebody called and requested to set an appointment with you face-to-face for you to come out and bid the job to paint their home indoors or outdoors or both. Now, if you don't have, like, TV mounting enabled, because maybe that's a service you don't provide or it's not going to prove to be as profitable for you as some of the other keywords, then you would turn that keyword off. And if you got a call for that keyword when it is not enabled on your profile, that is not considered a qualified lead. You would not be charged for that lead. And if somebody called and asked you for that service, it's not on your profile, you would not be charged for that. It's unqualified. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Now, the cool thing about this is if there are any calls that have to be disputed, for example, say it's a call, that happened to slip through the cracks, which is very rare because Google is pretty on it with this call tracking system. But let's just say that a call slipped through the cracks and you were charged for a call that was not qualified, didn't meet the criteria, then we have the ability to go ahead and dispute that call directly with Google.
Gotcha.
How does something like this seem like it would fit into your business model?
I think it would fit into my business model great.
Okay.
It's definitely something I have high interest in.
Uh-huh.
The only issue is right now I'm being very, very intentional with my budget.
Sure.
And so I'm thinking right now it doesn't fit into my budget. But
okay.
I would be projecting my calculations to accommodate for it in the future.
Okay. That makes
sense. And I would say the nearer future, because I'm a proponent, right, that mm-hmm. the you're not really in business to offer the service so much as you're in business just to market your service.
Mm-hmm. Because, you're super smart. You are. You're super smart.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would definitely be interested in the future, but right now I don't have the capital budget to just go ahead and do it without putting myself in a pinch.
I understand. So let me be super clear with you too, just so you're aware, Brandon, and you have a clear understanding. If you choose to move forward with it, say you went ahead and said yes, the only thing that's due today is that $250 application fee. Once it takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days to get everything Google Guarantee approved and go through the application process and for them to give final approval and give you the actual badge at the top of the page. And then once you're ready to, so say you went ahead, say you do have the $250, right? And you're able to go ahead and begin application process and say that we called you in 5 weeks time and we're like, hey, Brandon, we're ready to turn on the leads. If you have the activation budget, if you're ready to pay the $940 and turn those leads on, then you turn them on. If you're not ready to turn them on, you just say, I'm not ready to turn them on yet. And you already have the badge. You already have the verification. You already have the approval. It's literally just waiting on your budget. Because the longest and hardest part of it is to get the application process and move through the different stages with Google, which is what we do on your behalf. Like you have to just fill out the application. We take care of the rest. We submit everything else and we work directly with Google to get you approved. And I don't believe that it would be a problem to get you approved. It's just how long it takes directly with Google. So that's the longest part of the process. So if you have the $250 to be able to work with that, and then once you're ready to cut the leads on, so to speak, then you already have the approval. It's just a matter of plug and play.
Gotcha. What I'm thinking right now is if I'm able to get my money back from the Angie lead, but if I'm able to do that, I could transition that money over to starting the process.
The application fee? Sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of what it's hinging on for me right now. Gotcha. I've got some money tied up in some jobs that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially if I can't get the Angie leads money back, it's going to be conditional on waiting on some of those jobs to go through. So.
And I know that you could get it, Brandon. You're going to have to be super firm with them. You seem like you're a person who's a really nice guy.
I have no problem being firm with people, though.
Okay. I just like to be clear about that because sometimes you can imagine I talk to nice guys and they don't really stick up for themselves as much, you know, and it's like you just have to be super firm with them and insist, and you want at least a partial refund, because if you haven't used any of their leads, I'm doing an air quote right now, then there's no reason that they shouldn't give you your money back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to keep the processing fee or whatever they want to keep of it, okay, that's fair. I did agree, and now I'm canceling. But I haven't used any of your leads, and I don't want your service. And in addition to that, just as a little additional backup, and this is something you can literally Google right now, is class action lawsuit, Angie's List. And there's been a class action lawsuit from the FTC against them, and you can use that as grounds for wanting to disconnect the relationship.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I just did, like, I've been researching it a little bit here, and one of the things I worked to get going for me is I called them back and essentially had them promise me they were going to feed me the leads, and they still haven't showed up yet. So they're obviously not delivering on their end.
Yeah.
I got no problem discontinuing relationships. It's not that big a deal for me.
Cool.
So.
You just seem like such a nice person, and sometimes I, you know, obviously they pay me to know what I'm doing, as you know, as, so I can kind of read the room, so to speak, without, you know, having met people. It really is a beautiful gift that I've been blessed with, but I just like to encourage people. If you're, you know what I mean, I've seen it happen before. You just have to be really firm with them and let them know, and I'm sure that, like you said, you have no problem doing that. You've already done enough research on your own to determine what is or isn't for your organization at this point in time, so I rest assured that you're going to be able to be very firm with them and take care of that. You can always let them know too, hey, like if you don't want to do it, it's fine. I'll just call my bank and they'll get my money back for me. And that's usually like the final catalyst that I've seen really kind of encourage them to relinquish your funds.
Well, those are some useful tools and I appreciate your input on it.
Yeah, just a couple of tips of trade, tricks of the trade that I've been doing this for some time. Pardon me. And that's not to say that I'm talking trash on Angie's at all. Please understand, I talk with thousands of people weekly, and I've worked with lots and lots of you guys who've literally become millionaires from working on Angie's List. But for the small to medium-sized business owner, for handyman vertical, it has been a bit tougher for you guys just because it's so saturated, you know? You gotta find a way to get ahead. So that's just my two cents, what it's worth. I'm gonna send you a text message. It will have my direct extension here at Local Splash. And then you're welcome to text me, you know, whether that's later today or whenever that is, and say, hey, Amy, I'm ready to go ahead and start the application process. Or you can call me directly and we can go ahead and get it going. It just takes just a few minutes to get everything moving forward. Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. I appreciate your time and look forward to talking with you soon and working with you on this, Brandon. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. No.